Been discussing all things tourism because it is a Travel Tuesday, and so I think it's beneficial that we actually know what's happening in our country, especially when it comes to the travel industry. And we've been discussing just about around how many different types of tourism kind of categories there are. And so we're focusing on cultural tourism because cultural tourism not only enables us to basically tell stories through buildings, monuments, museums, and so much more, but it also plays such a large role in this industry financially in terms of making it a profitable industry. And so there's numerous studies that shows that cultural tourism or cultural tourists actually end up staying longer and they spend more because they get to immerse themselves in the culture of a place and making that a whole lot better, because then it helps create jobs and it impacts our ecosystem and our financial ecosystem and our industry so much more positively. And so with that said, I'm focusing on a couple of gems that are in South Africa and that are culturally related, and we're basing all this, the whole theme is basically based around cultural tourism. And so focusing in Johannesburg, there is a whole lot, surprisingly enough, but the one I want to focus on, which is would be a very good example of what cultural tourism is basically the Nelson Mandela House, which is basically in Vilakazi Street in Orlando West in Soweto. And the reason for this is because, one, Joburg is basically the commercial heart of South Africa, and it's home to so many historical cultural sites due to our history as a country. So apartheid, and there's also now recently the Maboneng precinct, which is drawing in a whole lot of different tourists, basically local and international tourists. And so Vilakazi Street is a very popular one. But because Joburg is a gem of a whole lot of history, there's so much more other than the Mandela House. There's also the Hector Peterson Museum. There's also Regina Mundi Church and Constitutional Hill. So that would be this would basically be cultural tourism in a sense that the story of South Africa's struggle for democracy is visited through these landmarks. So if you're coming from America and you kind of want to get to know what South Africa entails and just a little bit more about the history of South Africa, then for instance, if you find yourself in Joburg, the Mandela House and Vilakazi Street would be a place that you would probably go to. So the lesson from Vilakazi Street is that, one, there were two special residents who stayed there and they became Nobel Prize winners, which is basically Nelson Mandela and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And so it's very great in a sense that there is a history, one, there is a heritage that we are continuing, two, and it's a South African, it's purely South African, which is incredible. And that, you know, I'm hoping I'm making sense, and I'm hoping that, you know, you're kind of understanding what cultural tourism is about, because so often it can actually lose a whole lot of people. And so if you're in Joburg, tweet us at 2OVFM or drop us a message on Facebook and on Instagram, and perhaps let us know of any other cultural tourism sites that happen to be there that people don't know about. We're immersing ourselves in culture and kind of getting out of our comfort zones today on Travel Tuesday, and we just want to find out, we're sort of unpacking what cultural tourism is and how the economy and the people who are around these areas that have cultural tourism benefit. Because, hey, you know, what's our tourism industry if we're not benefiting and we're not profiting? It's a good thing for our tourists to come and see what our country has to offer. But also, I think in terms of economy, it's very important for us as well to, as this country, because, I mean, a lot of jobs are created through tourism. So it's very important to impact our economy positively as well. So let me know your thoughts. Drop me a message and let's engage and let's talk about the different spots maybe that you've been to. Well, obviously, I'm still, when we get back, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into a whole lot of other ones in South Africa that we can look out for. But I know in the Eastern Cape, it's flooding with a whole lot of cultural tourism spots. So let me know your thoughts. And then when we get back from a couple of songs, then we'll delve right back into